This is 120 minutes of Valentine's Day self-love with Jake and Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and Jake is in the house.
Ah, he forgot to turn his microphone back on. Unmute. I forgot to not forget to unmute my microphone.
Gotcha.
It's gonna be a great show, Mr. Skullhead. I can tell already. I haven't been speaking to many people today.
Did we ever figure out what L shift O to the quote and then dollar means?
It was something to do with running a program on a Commodore 64.
Ah, okay.
I don't remember exactly what, but the guys that I used to work with looked it up one day, and that was what it was about. So what have you done since last week's show, Mr. Skullhead?
I have driven about 1,000 miles visiting Phoenix and Jess's parents.
You were visiting Phoenix's parents?
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, because they're both also Phoenixes, and they burst into flames and lay eggs and all sorts of good stuff.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm pretty fucking wiped out, so the show's going to be nice and goofy, and we've already scored our first F word of the day.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean by we in that sentence, because, you know, I seem to be the only one who understands that this is a family show and a family game. Mostly your family, most specifically your mom, who I bang all the time.
Yeah, I gave your mom a little something special for Valentine's Day.
While you were down in her neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And put a little wood in her neck, so to speak.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Sure it does. Oh, right, I forget. Your penis isn't actually long enough to make it into anybody's throat.
Not vaginally.
Okay.
Family show.
All right, so we got a few questions. Remember how I was saying the really annoying echo that I get of everything I say goes away as soon as we go onto the air?
This is the one time that fails.
Not be the case this time.
Awesome.
And so it's freaking me out, man. Are we sure that we are broadcasting and that everything is okay?
Yep, we seem to be 5x5 on Winamp's, all of Winamp's little dials and gauges.
Okay. Well, I'll just hope that this goes away soon. Got a few messages from last week that came in after the show, some of which are worth answering. So, Candleshire says, why didn't you stop me from kicking that beehive? Oh, God, I'm covered in bees. Good old Candleshire, always covered in bees. Some people asking about Anti-Mallbot's voodoo doll. Again, that came from a bug that Max Demian discovered. Max Demian being the author of Anti-Mallbot. And, only a couple things came out. The voodoo doll is not an ascension item. Something that will eventually become very common. So I'm not too worried about it. JLE rang in to say that we should not prevent people from selling things at under auto sell in the mall, because selling for cheap, including meat sale, is a necessary part of the economy. I'll take that into consideration, but auto sell is really cheap. So, things can still be pretty significantly placed on sale without, having to be less than auto sell. Blue Roo says, did you realize that an anagram of Jick and Scully Show is a child jowls skunkly? Did you realize that, Mr. Skullhead?
I also didn't realize that jowl was a verb.
I didn't either.
That's going to change my speech pattern.
Skunkly was an acceptable adverb.
Oh, K-O-M-O-D mentions that you should turn your mic up a little bit.
Should I?
Yes.
That's weird. Nothing has changed since last time. Let's see.
Maybe
I should just put it closer to my mouth.
Probably.
Okay.
fall to pieces.
God, that this echo is driving me fucking crazy, Mr. Skullman. Meat Puppet says, time. Presumably followed up this week by keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Or is marching on.
And time is still marching on.
Yeah, where can Riff I get says, a version of that song?
Gosh, I don't know where we could. It was released so infrequently and in so few different permutations of itself, which I don't think actually means anything. Yellow Snow Cone says, you guys should implement the food called KOL slaw. If we ever do put coleslaw in there, it'll be a totally different joke than that. So, no. Tyler of the Deep says, since we have A's, N's, and G's, why can't we make an Anna-Ang? The Ang is close enough.
There's a difference between homage and theft. And I think right now we're on homage.
The Toad says, I think you guys should take a page from B.net, that being Battle.net, that being Blizzard, and ban people to a channel so that they can still chat, but we don't have to deal with them, because it seems now that we are constantly bleeding. I don't want to do that, because unless they got banned to a channel that existed and was available to everyone, because people would be getting banned on purpose just to get into that channel with their friends, and that's not something I want to encourage. You know, a lot of people are suggesting that I put together a channel that's like slash flame or slash jackass, something totally moderate that people can go in and fuck around, but the thing is, people constantly spamming the chat is bad for the database server, and allowing them to do that in any channel is not a good idea. So somebody will. If it's possible to do so without repercussions, somebody will do it. Because that is the internet we live on. And I believe that's it from last week.
That should have been the crazy mixed up internet in which we live in.
In which we live in? What are you, a Harvard student?
That's Paul McCartney. In this when this crazy mixed up world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, live and let die.
Really? He says in which we live in?
Yep.
What a dick.
I know it. But the man wrote yesterday. And Eleanor
Rigby. Did he?
Paul McCartney? Yeah.
Yeah. Why did John Lennon do that solo?
Did which one solo?
Yesterday.
No, that's Paul McCartney solo.
Are you positive about that?
Yeah. He was the only one in the studio. Well, him and the orchestra. But it came out on a Beatles track anyway.
Okay. Well, I was confused. Yeah. And you'd think that somebody who has a degree in the Beatles would know that.
Yeah.
I did fail the Beatles, though.
Or at least somebody who can tell the difference between Linnell and Flansburgh.
Well, I've spent more time listening to They Might Be Giants than I have the Beatles.
And that's all right.
Let's see. Adam Antoine says, were you aware of the Yeti Prawn show last night while you were watching Princess Diaries? Good to see that my little joke on Bashy got spread to the public at large. Yes, I was watching The Princess Diaries at Bashy's house. No, I was not aware of the Yeti Prawn show. If anybody would like to shed some light on the nature and specifics of the Yeti Prawn show, I'd be glad to discuss it on the air.
It's been suggested that we hang up our Skype call real quick and call somebody else and hang up and then reconnect.
Really?
Yeah, because you're choppy and then you've got that echo, so...
Okay.
Yeah. Just when you thought you were done with technical difficulties.
No, so are you going to call somebody else and then disconnect and then call me back?
Yes.
How about that? I'll sit here trying not to touch myself because of my anticipation and excitement. And I'll talk to you in a second.
All right. Here we go, kids.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
I think you sound a lot clearer.
Yeah, I'm not getting the echo this time either.
I just hope Megary isn't offended that I just called her and hung up.
I'm sure she can deal with it.
Yeah, she's
you kids at home don't necessarily know this, but whenever Mr. Skullhead calls me on Skype, the picture that he has is just a picture that he's taken of his foot. It's
Oh yeah, because way back in the day, Aphrodite or Sandrolin or someone was collecting pictures of people's left foot. So I obligingly photographed mine.
Well, it's pretty. And that's what I stare at every week during the show. The Fearsome Phantom says, could you please disable the hiccups and the A's in Channel Haiku? And yes, in fact, I can. And I did after I saw this. I fixed that during the song, and I should probably push that out to live servers. I may have just broken chat because I didn't actually get a chance to test this. Let me test this. Okay, seems like it's good. So thank you, Fearsome Phantom, for pointing that out. I should have thought about that before before I didn't think of it. Sizzler says, many people say that you can forever retain one skill by ascending each time, such that a player could accumulate all of the skills from each class in time. Is this true? We haven't entirely decided on that. My feeling is that initially, the idea was that you'd get to save one per ascension each time. So the first time you ascended, you get to keep one. The second time you ascend, you get to keep two. The third time, you get to keep three. So that, yes, you could end up with all of the skills by getting them one at a time. Then, the way that I coded the sort of prototype ascension screen, it just allowed you to pick three all the time. So you can either ascend with three of your old class skills and then keep those forever, or you can, you know, rotate out the three by accumulating one skill that you want from each class that you ascend into. And I haven't decided yet which one of those is going to be the one that that ends up in there, or maybe a combination of them where you get one the first time, two the second time, three the third time, three the fourth time, three the fifth time, three the sixth time, and so on. Just to keep people from ending up just super uber or uber super.
I kind of like the idea of being able to eventually accumulate all the skills of all the parents or the parents players. Jesus, where did that come from?
I don't know, dude. You got some problems. I don't know. I mean, because we were thinking about giving those special like sort of titles to people with specific combinations of skills, you know, and that would be a lot better if you couldn't have all of them at the same time.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, not that such a you know, purely decorative thing is going to drive the mechanics design, but I kind of like the idea of three. You know, and it's something that can always be increased in the future, but you can't decrease it without pissing people off.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe it starts out three, and then if I decide eventually to raise it to more than three, then I can. But I think at the very least, you will only get one the first time, and then two the second time, and then three the third time. I'm not going to do the thing where you just always get three. Let's see.
By the way, I
yes? What?
I just did a Google search for the lyrics to Live and Let Die, and the top four responses from Google maintain that it's a Guns N' Roses song, which is kind of depressing.
Yeah. People. And is it seriously the world in which we live in?
Yep. It's this crazy.
It's not the world in which we're living.
Nope.
Because why wouldn't he say that?
I don't know.
What the fuck is wrong with him? That seriously.
It is kind of annoying.
I thought British people were supposed to be smart.
Maybe John Lennon was the one with all the grammar skills.
Hmm.
And so after the Beatles broke up, he was just kind of fending for himself.
Hey Jude, doesn't makes it bad.
It takes the sad song and makes it better. Or else it gets the hose again.
Let's see.
All right, yeah, GameStop.
Yeah, I remember at my old job, we had done something wrong, and the boss sent a message to all the developers that said, the developers will such and such, or the developers will get the hose again.
Nice.
Which was kind of funny. Mantic says, Jick, which way do you bend? Unlike flowers, I bend with the rainfall. That might mean something that I don't understand, but since I don't understand it, I'm just giving you the smart-ass answer. Yeah.
Personally, I have the Mercedes Benz.
You came up too fast?
Yep.
In the world, from rags to riches, so you ended up with the Mercedes Benz.
Which is the lyric to Hotel California, to go on another tangent.
Remember when Disco Banjo came up in the world too fast and bought that Mercedes Benz, and it turned out to just be a piece of shit?
Oh, yes.
And then he had to sell it. Wang Fu Master says, how come Jick and Scully are so fucking sexy? That's a question that I ask myself in the mirror while masturbating all the time. And it's not a question I've been able to come up with a satisfactory answer for.
I think it's just the way we roll.
Let's see. Pecan says, can you put a thing in the Hall of Records for most effects at one time? My friend Madman33 had 55 effects yesterday and has them all recorded on a Word document. No. Because that's something that would require keeping track of it, like, all day. You know, unless it was one of the things that just kind of did, like, most effects on when you logged off. Well, maybe that wouldn't be so bad for just one of those random leaderboard things. Because that'd be something you could kind of save up and go all out. Let's see. Jaster Mareel says, have you guys thought of doing a simple downloadable GUI with built-in graphics? It might cut down on bandwidth usage if people weren't downloading all the images all the time. That's something that people have suggested a lot of times. And the graphics download are really not... they don't use an appreciable amount of bandwidth. The way that my host sells bandwidth, it's you know, if you think about it, typically the picture in a given, say, adventure result takes up way less space than the text, just because those images are really, really, really tiny and simple. And the graphics change frequently enough that, you know, you'd have to constantly be downloading, like, these patch packs. The thing is, they change frequently enough, and they change at really irregular intervals, and I don't want, you know, to have to, like, keep having people download new graphics packs, because every few days I'll change something. And it's just really, really not worth it. You know, people have done the clients, but that's mostly just to sort of automate repetitive tasks. You know, I like for you to use my web-based method of playing the game. Let's see. Lot Spasta says, I just found out about a drink, wondering if you've heard of it. A spodiodi. Mix wine with beer and voila. Sounds nasty, but it's actually not too bad. Comes from Prohibition.
That does indeed sound nasty.
That does sound pretty nasty. Why would that come from Prohibition?
I don't know.
I can see, like, mix rubbing alcohol with tomato juice, and that could be something that came from Prohibition because both of those things were available. But, like, if you had beer, which would get you arrested, and you had wine, which would get you arrested, why would you need to just, like, fuck up your experience of drinking both the wine and the beer?
It sounds like it came more from high school than Prohibition.
Or prison.
Like, dude, we don't have enough wine for everybody to have some. We don't have enough beer that I stole from my dad for everybody to have some. So we should mix them together.
Yet somehow. Wow, that's... Yeah. The pretentious artist was telling me about something... A lot of people in Germany, when he was there, were drinking half beer, half Coke.
God.
Yeah, have you seen that new Budweiser with the caffeine and guarana in it or whatever?
Yeah.
It's like the energy drink. It's terrible, 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 terrible.
Anything that mixes alcohol and energy drink properties is just patently absurd.
Yeah, and just the one thing that I like about it, though, is it kills a lot of frat boys.
Yep.
So, you know, You gotta take the good with the bad, though. And I would imagine it's pretty nasty. Sir Lancelittle says, I was wondering if it would be possible to, if we ascend, that is, to change our name. People change, personalities change. Would this be too hard to do? It wouldn't be too hard to do, but it would cause way too many problems. So I'm going to say no.
And why would you want to change Sir Lancelittle, then?
I know, that's a cool name. Raynor says, are the PvP fields going to be separated by ascension in ways that ascended characters either have an advantage or they are separately ranked? Need some incentive to ascend for them. Well, there are going to be a number of things that open up upon ascension that do give you an advantage in PvP. I would actually go so far as to say a fairly large number of things that will make it so you're not going to be viable in PvP unless you've ascended at least once, and probably twice. Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, it would greatly benefit PvPers to ascend at least once as a sorcerer, because then they can at least make their own potions. But yeah, you know, it'll work pretty much the same way. I mean, I would imagine I'm going to have to figure out what to do about the stone upon ascension, because it should probably be re-glued, but... Mm. That also paves the way for some sort of griefing. I mean, you could attack somebody and then ascend to get out of their range. But I don't know. That might not be as big a problem as I think. Let's see. Pokey says, reinstate the sober pill or make something else that will let our drunkenness go down, and will Valentine's go away after today? No, I'm not reinstating the sober pill. Yeah, it was a bad idea. And will our Valentines go away after today? They will not be available in the store anymore, but the ones that you have won't go away. This is something that is definitely going to pop back in as a recurring KOL calendar holiday. Pretty quick, too. So, you know, because when is... It's October 1st.
Is it?
I think so.
Fucking hell.
Today
is Porktober the 1st.
Porktober 1st. There is no October.
So Halloween's coming up.
It's also not Febtober. Did you ever see that Celebrity Jeopardy? Oh, no, because you hate Will Ferrell. So you don't think that those are funny, even though they are very much.
I like every part of that except Will Ferrell.
Oh, come on. He's just totally acting like a normal person.
Except, no, his dead eyes. They chill us, precious.
You're just kind of a pussy. I don't like Will Ferrell because he scares me. Just leave the nightlight on. Nico Nako says, will you delete mallbots that bought up mispriced Mr. A's in the mall? I accidentally sold mine for $1.05 million or so. You know, this points out the need for a comprehensive bot policy. Thinking about a comprehensive bot policy always fills me with a sort of gut-clenching dread about actually spending the time trying to enforce a comprehensive bot policy. You know, we'll figure something out. Eventually it'll become a big enough deal that we have to deal with it in whatever way, and we will. For now, anti-mallbot does a good service. And in a way that's sort of sanctioned. It searches them all at a rate that I am okay with it searching them all at, because it's worth those hits for the good things that it does. Roxanne says, thank you for the cherries. You're welcome. And you don't even have to put on a red light.
I was wondering if you were going to say that, or if you were going to make me be the, like, reservoir of pop culture references and profanity for the evening.
Oh, right. Zlayenia just held up a sign and asked me to say, please do not send K-mails to Jick. Send chat private messages to Radio Bugbear. Single Serving says, just want to say thanks for the homage and the soda water description. Now no one shall forget my name. Mwahaha. That was pretty clever. But, you know, I heard of you as a result of you posting in the forums to say that, woo, I got an item named after me, sort of. Crooked Bastard says, with the new booze and ingredients going into our bartenders, can we maybe expect some different drinks coming out when they explode? That is an excellent point, something I totally forgot about.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. Hip L 5, hip capital I 5, says, is the Pickle Factory ever going to return? How would you like to answer this one, Mr. Skullhead?
Well, I would have to say, you know, there are many factors that contribute to it, but it really boils down to no one may know the hour of its coming or going.
Thank you. GCN Rules 1 says, with the increasing numbers of people joining KOL, will KOL always remain free? Yes. Yes, it will. As long as I can do it without landing in the poorhouse, KOL will remain free. And, you know, what you got to realize is that more people playing equals more people donating for Mr. Accessories because more people want Mr. Accessories. And so, you know, it's really sort of a self-solving problem.
Yep.
You know, if it gets to the point where we don't have as many people playing, then we're not going to need as much in the way of server resources. So the lowered amount of money coming in from the smaller number of people, you know, will still pay the bills. So yeah, no plans to ever add advertisements, no plans to ever charge for the game. Let's see. Bogadarion says, thanking you for the tequila edition. Colmodi thanks you too. Well, you're welcome, Bogadarion, and you're welcome, Colmodi. Oh, boy. How'd you like to answer a couple questions while I go get a beer, Mr. Skullhead?
I'd like that just fine. The Chartreuse Knight says, will the Halloween candies ever change? Yes and no. The ones that are already in there are going to stay in there. The ones that aren't already in there will be added. There we go. Butterfly9 in real life asks, when is the Yeti protest sign coming back? We don't really have any plans on that. When is the clan roster going to have the choice to alphabetize it or page numbers or something? That's a good one for Jick to think about. And who got more Valentines, you or Mr. Skullhead? You know, I haven't been keeping track. Who got more Valentines, you or me?
How many were there, Zly? Valentines. 150 at least to me, and she's not done yet. She's saving the ones where actually people had written stuff after them, so I will actually see those. The ones where people just sent the, you know, regular person with the poem, I'm not necessarily going to see them. But
I would say I've only got 20 or so.
Well, you know, that's about what I expected, because in Kingdom of Loathing, as in real life, the number of Valentines you get is directly proportional to the length of your penis.
And you mean inversely proportional? Yeah.
Well, that was a good comeback, Mr. Skullhead.
Hey, don't call it a comeback.
Good night, Sly. Everybody say good night to Sly.
Good night, Sly.
Did you answer the question, Mr. Skullhead, about us eating chews?
No, I figured that would be one you'd want to address.
Really? Yeah. I am the AZN man says, do either of you eat shoes? If so, what kind do you prefer? Sandals or sneakers? Loafers, perhaps? Converse? Or do you categorize by material? Leather? Cloth? What kind of shoes do you like to eat?
Well, I wasn't aware that anybody else knew that I had taken to calling your mom Shoes, but, you know, it's a cute little pet name.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how about you?
You got anywhere else to go with that?
No, I'm pretty much done with that.
Yeah, I'm out of ideas. Or, did you answer the question from Butterfly9 in real life?
Yeah, I wasn't sure about the clan roster having the choice to alphabetize it or whatnot.
Oh.
So right now, the order that the clan members show up in, if you're the clan admin, is pretty janky.
Isn't it probably just by player ID?
No, it's by rank.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that...
And then
yeah.
Player ID within rank. No, not even then. It's by rank and alphabetical within rank.
Okay.
No, it's not even that. It's in some goddamn weird order.
It might be in the weird order MySQL puts things in when it's not any order specified. When some of the high-level players, i.e. Boozer Bear and the like, disappear to test Ascension, says Adam Antoine, will their accounts be frozen until Ascension is made public so that it is fair for everyone else? I'm not sure what you mean fair for everyone else. I mean, no, I guess is the short answer. I mean, they'll gain a very slight advantage for a slim period of time, but it will be nothing like the advantage they have now.
It's Ascension's cyclical, so as soon as they go through the first cycle, they'll be back down at the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, they'll still have, you know, once they get through the Ronin stage, which, honestly, they may just be perpetually in that, because they may just keep going so fast, you know, that they won't ever get out of it. But, yeah, anyway. Absurdia says, yay, it's Absurdia's birthday. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody, and happy birthday, Absurdia.
Word.
Slashor says, I asked 2 weeks ago if you do random stuff to annoy people, and I didn't believe you. The booze changes make me corrected. I'm not really sure how to interpret that. So, you asked if I did random stuff to annoy people, and I said no.
You said yes, I think.
I said yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sarcastically.
So, he didn't believe that I actually did, and because of the booze changes, that means he was right?
Because, apparently, the booze changes were just to annoy people.
But no, this would imply, though, that if I said yes, he didn't believe me. So he believes that the truth is that I do not do random stuff to annoy people.
Except looking at the booze changes,
confirm that I do not do random stuff to annoy people.
No, the booze changes correct his previous opinion.
I see. Make me correct it, I think, is the confusing part there.
Right.
Make me correct? Cause me to stand corrected?
I guess so.
But then what if I said no? What if I was being honest? Was it one of those things where I was like, all right, you can ask us questions, and one of us always lies, and one of us always tells the truth, and one of us craves the taste of brains? Is that...
You know, I've never been able to parse that thing with the one guy always lies and one guy always tells the truth.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just have to...
Can't get my brain around it.
It helps being a computer person, like, having, like, just a sort of set of truth tables, you know, sort of diagramming out every possibility, and then you kind of see. Lurin says, with your overhaul of the drinks and the advanced cocktail crafting, Seal Clubbers have been calling for a skill. Wouldn't it be best to implement that before Ascension? I can see what people mean when they say that they wish that I would do it before Ascension so that people would know what class to ascend into. But the thing is, it's not going to take you that long to go through an Ascension cycle, especially after the first one. So, I mean, it'll give you the ability to try out classes. And once you've got the resources that you accumulated the first time through, unless you're trying, like, some super hardcore Ascension path, as soon as anything rolls out, you will know about it and then be able to ascend into that class and try it out. The reason that I don't do that, and I seriously might change my mind. If I boil it down to something that I can, like, do in a day or two, like I did with the booze thing, then maybe I'll do it, just to see what happens. But I'm not planning on doing it because it's a semi-large project, and I want to get Ascension in there. I want to get it done because it relieves so much of the sort of senioritis that I have about getting the structure done, and allows me to just start dicking around and adding stuff for fun like I used to, you know. And so I want to get it done for just my own sanity, and also because it'll be a lot of fun for everyone, not just Seal Clubbers.
Yep.
But yeah. Jumbo Brian also suggests taking out the hick and a in the haiku because of the extra syllable, which would then get you banned.
Yeah.
No, probably not. Let's see.
Rat Butt Killer, Keskese, says, are you having fun? The new haiku channel rocks, but we need more mods.
Well, get on that, Mr. Skullhead.
Yep, I'll go about imbuing people with mod powers, as is definitely my capacity.
Oh, are you being sarcastic?
Yep.
Well, if you could send me a goddamn list.
That's true.
You know, I mean, let's see. Hashel Cedricson says, I love you guys. Thank you for booting Papa Bear's mane. I'm not gay, but if either of you slipped a roofie in my drink and I saw you, I wouldn't say anything. Wow, cool. Yeah, Papa Bear finally drew the eye one too many times. I mean, he'll be back, but whatever. So will the real K.
I disabled all of his multis, but apparently he continued to make more multis and send them to his main.
Yeah, I disabled a handful of them, too, and then he just came back with, like, 10 more accounts and, like, keeps bragging about, oh, ha-ha, I looted your clan, Ruffle. And, you know, whatever. You're just wasting our time and, therefore, wasting everyone's time. Because we belong to you. We belong to the night. We belong together, but we belong to you.
Yeah, and the sound of the words, we've both fallen under, whatever that means.
Yeah, I didn't know any of the words, so I didn't want to say. Let's see. Chef Boyardee puts up another mirror, the KOL Addicts one. I'll post that. You answer
I have already posted that.
Awesome. Wow, you're on top of things.
I've not posted Shady Probe GT's mirror, though, if you want to do that.
Okay. That's not one that was already posted?
I don't think so.
All right. Lilac take says, it, Mr. Skullhead.
Lilac says, can we have any information on what type of new leaderboards we can expect with Ascension? Yes, you can have plenty. There will be more leaderboards. They will be mostly tied into Ascension, and some of them will be more traditional. Some of them will be aggressively goofy. So that everyone has a chance that wants to see their name up somewhere. But if you want to get on something that's prestigious, like fastest super hardcore Ascension, it'll still take a degree of work. But it also, it won't matter as much how long you've been playing.
That's true. I mean, it will matter how long you've been playing, but it will, the extent to which your sort of longevity matters will be mitigated by your skill.
Yeah.
Mademoiselle Defarge says, call me madam. Will the food and drink ever update in our profile? I have not drunk a grog teeny since the booze revamp. Does it not update? I was under the impression that it was working. Have you seen any reports of any problems with that?
I haven't, but I have noticed that they don't seem to change.
At all?
I don't think they do.
I mean, I know that I've seen Hot Stuff's change from his initial smart-ass one.
Huh.
I mean, let me do who is on myself. I know I pushed it out. It should be working. I don't know. We'll get a bunch more messages if it is or whatever. Let's see. ANUS18 says approximately how many Valentines were sent to both of you. I think we dealt with that. Brahe says, does Jick know about Loathopoly? No, I don't. What is Loathopoly? I'm assuming it's a Kingdom of Loathing-based Monopoly.
Yeah, he's done quite a bit on it.
Really?
And it looks neat. It wouldn't be something that I think we could manufacture, but it's definitely something to display in one's living room.
You know, there are those places, though, that will, they make custom Monopoly sets. I mean, that's all they do.
That's true.
I mean, we could just sell them as, like, a limited edition thing, maybe. I don't know. It'd be cool to have one. Yeah. I mean, so he's done a lot of the design on it?
Yep.
Huh. That'd be worth checking out. I'd like to see it.
Yeah.
Zoich says, ah, Jick and Scully. In regard to new channel, it is outstanding. Well, thank you.
People are still digging on that. I've noticed that there are a lot of people in there.
Yeah, I've noticed that there are kind of too many people in there for my tastes. I'm used to the sort of slow pace of my clan channel and the channel which does not exist. But I did hang out in there for quite a while when it first went out, just to make sure it was working. Vicious Weasel says, will there be cacti in the desert? I sure hope so. Cacti are my favorite animal. You know, there will be stuff in the desert. Believe you me. Let's see. Sky Crew says, do you folks approve of www.koltrade.com/KOLBay? I'm assuming that's that auction site for this stuff.
You know, I haven't checked that out. I've seen the thread in the forums. But,
that's weird. Is it just people bidding meat for stuff?
I believe so. Do you want to go look at it?
I'm looking at it right now. That's okay. You know? Payment methods, KOL trade offer. Sure, yeah. Knock yourselves out. The ones for, you know, obviously if somebody screws you, we don't have your back. That's pretty much our statement about all of this. Like, you know, if you arrange an item for meat trade through some other method than our message system or the chat or whatever, then that's fine. You know, use the trade system if you don't want to get screwed, and you won't get screwed because you don't want to and because you've used the trade system. But as far as the, you know, probably people also are asking about, you know, selling KOL items for real money, which is something that keeps coming up. We have nothing to do with that.
It really does make it hard to ignore that.
Yeah. I mean, it's... But the thing is, I think we can just sort of willfully ignore it, you know? I mean, just say, listen, if you pay real money for something in Kingdom of Loathing, know that you have paid real money for something that doesn't exist. If it did exist, it would be mine and not yours if it ever went to court. And we don't have anything to do with it. It just seems like you're asking to get screwed if you do that out of real money. And we will not sanction anything like that ever. Let's see. Another. I think this thing about me breaking up is probably from before.
Yeah, you haven't been doing that for a while.
Okay, so you could hear it too?
Yeah. And now I can't.
Okay, excellent. Dark Kobold says, would you consider putting a limit of 50 to 100 on mall searches per day? This would stop mall bots while not destroying legit players. I have considered that. What I'm afraid that would do would be to cause mall bots to start just participating in horrendous, horrendous multi-abuse. 100, I think, is too small, because people who do a lot of trading... You know, the mall search is fire when you load the page, whether you're searching for what you searched for previously or initiating a new search. So I really don't think 100 is enough because, yeah, whatever. But good suggestion. I mean, it's something that we had considered just as far as the mall bot thing. But, you know, one thing that I had also considered is doing, and I just never, ever want to do this, but it would kind of work, is like every 100 searches you get one of those CAPTCHAs that it gives you the blurry letters that you have to type in. But I just hate those things. So moving on, Vicious Weasel says, cowards fear nature's harmonic simultaneous wine cube. That's true, they do. And, you know... No asshole has ever objected to being called a douchebag for not embracing nature's four-way simultaneous harmonic wine cube. What have your experiences with that been like, Mr. Skullhead?
Really, I was too educated stupid to comprehend it, but I do know that it has something to do with Jews and black people.
Does it?
Did you see that? For a while there, the site was just full of, like, interesting techno weird ass psycho science stuff, but then he included a rant on how the Jews and the blacks were conspiring together to suppress the knowledge of the wine cube and the time cube.
That's pretty weird.
Yep.
Huh. I mean, I guess you know, kookiness breeds kookiness. It's weird that a kook has kind of a negative connotation, you know, but being kooky has sort of just a silly connotation.
Right.
What do you suppose that means? Magical Marinara says, for Ascension, I think you should put more Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy in the game. Well, we're saving that for the science fiction version of Kingdom of Loathing.
And as we always say, it works better when the content dictates the pop culture references and not the other way around.
Yeah. Stuff that we've put in there just for the sake of making a specific joke tends to be a little bit less inspired, maybe. A little bit less appropriate. The Fearsome Phantom says, people are talking about how Jake is a pothead. True? No, Jake is not a pothead. That's all I have to say about that.
When Jake smokes weed, his vagina starts to hurt. So.
It does. And so, I'm really all about getting arrested. I smoke pot maybe 3 times a year. It's really, I joke sometimes about, you know, being a constantly stoned hippie, but really I'm not.
I should point out, Inari says, I loves you, Jake and Scully, and the magic of apple sneeze. And Inari, stay away from the booze cabinet, kid.
Yes, indeed. Although I think she was out at a bar. Somehow.
Huh. Well, don't ask why.
Don't ask why. Did you ever figure out what the Elvis Costello song is? How the one Elvis Costello song that people know, like how it goes?
Because it wasn't Veronica.
It might be, but I just don't. You weren't ever able to say how that song goes. Huh. I know there's a song that I like, but it turns out it was an Elvis Costello song. I just don't remember how it goes, and neither does anybody else.
And her name was Veronica. There's another name song that Elvis Costello did. Somebody tell us what the hell song we're talking about.
Yeah, because I mean,
it's a song that's a woman's name and it's not Veronica.
And it's an Elvis Costello song that is good.
Like all of them.
Bastard. Yeah, whatever. Everybody says that, but like, what? I don't get it. I mean, seriously, it just seems like he's somebody that everybody pretends to really like, even though they just never listen to him ever.
Well, I've only heard 3 or 4 songs, but
exactly.
I enjoyed the 3 or 4 songs I've heard.
Well, there you go. I mean, but you know, the fact that you've got 3 or 4 good songs doesn't make you like a legend, you know?
True.
I've never understood that. I mean, it's like people are scared to not say, "Oh, God, Elvis Costello, yeah, he's fucking great." And
anyway, somebody tell us what that song is that we're thinking of. Because we now have people telling us where to get the song Older by They Might Be Giants.
Yeah, thank you very much.
The joke there, guys, was for a while there, it was on every album. It was on Dial-A-Song, the Dial-A-Song compilation. It was on the Malcolm in the Middle soundtrack. And it was on Mink Car.
Yeah.
And it was up for download on their website for free.
And it was down for upload on their free site for web. Pope Guilty says, will Valentine's be removed from the market and or stop working after VD? Yes. They'll be removed from the market. They won't stop working. So that's going to be a little weird. I'm sure there are people who've bought tens of thousands of Valentines, and they're just going to attach one to every single message that they send from now on.
Yeah.
Always. But, you know, that's okay if they want to do that.
Or they bought them so that they could resell them when they get rare, which they're not ever.
They just won't get rare. I mean, they'll. I could see those being like a maybe kind of a marginal commodity item because somebody who like had occasion to send one of them to somebody and didn't have any would maybe be willing to pay more than they were worth at the store so that they wouldn't have to wait. But you know, whatever. Landreth says, after every ascension, do your items accumulate in long-term storage? Meaning after, like, 20 hardcore ascensions, I'd end up with an enormous amount of stuff stored. Yes, they do accumulate, but hardcore ascensions really will not leave you with an enormous amount of stuff. I think in hardcore ascensions, autocell is going to become people's new best friend. So they just won't have nearly as much stuff.
Was the Elvis Costello song you're thinking of Allison?
I don't know. That's the thing. I'm not going to know based on the name.
Okay.
I'm going to need to, like, hear a few bars hummed, or
people are
get a hummer at a bar.
People are downloading
it on the jukebox.
It's all right.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure it out because I know there's an Elvis Costello song that I like. It's just like it's some just super catchy song. You
is it a fast song?
Yeah, it's poppy. I wouldn't say fast.
Because Allison's kind of a slow song, but Veronica. Hold on a sec.
There's some hook. I mean, there's some like thing in the chorus that would just be like, oh right, that song. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm gonna play a little of Veronica and see how badly I can fuck up our stuff.
Awesome.
So, tell me if it's this one. This will be great for when it's archived. Like we'll have collected like 20 minutes worth of completely non-related to anything conversation, but. Yeah. I think it's important. So here we go. This is Elvis Costello with Veronica.
That's the one.
Okay, then yeah, that's Veronica. The mystery.
And then it's like da 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 da. Is how that goes in the middle. Yeah,
that's the chorus.
Okay. Send me that song after we're done, because I like that song.
Sure thing.
Awesome.
I still need to get Weep Day from you, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've got it right here.
It's Summertime for Tumblr.
I was on one of my, I was listening to that, actually, over and over and over again. I had the iPod in the car on the way to somewhere the other night. Oh, yeah, it was on the way over to our other artist friend's house. I finally got my set of those suitcase speakers.
Oh, sweet.
Right on. So, yeah, now we got a nice set of speakers for the office. For, like, the radio, which is the only thing I ever listen to up here.
Right. So, did you install the snowman speakers from KOL Concarney?
I did. Zlyania has the delicious snowman speakers on her desk. Snowman speaks! That's what it says on the box. And I keep meaning to, just as a surprise to her, set the start sound on the system that she uses to be just me yelling, Snowman Speaks, with some kind of reverb or something.
You should also have her make little ninja masks for them. And then
That's a good... Yeah, that's actually a very good idea. Although it would be difficult to recognize that they were snowmen.
Right.
If you covered them up like that, because it's really the hat and the scarf that does it, they would just like look like weird fat ninjas with speakers on their stomachs. Let's see. Bad feet, and this is an excellent question. If the skill you keep from your old class, Ascension, is a level 10 skill, will the new character have to be level 10 before they can use it, or is it usable immediately? It will be available immediately. So that is something that I think a lot of people aren't really realizing about this, is some of the high-end passive skills are going to be really, really handy to have as a low-level player, like the Hide of the Otter and that kind of thing, or really Hide of the Walrus, by the time, because that's the bigger one. If, however, you pick a skill, I mean, like an accordion thief who takes Ode to Booze with him, is not going to be able to cast it for a long time because he's not going to have 50 mana for a long time. So, you know, the ones that require mana are going to require the same amount of mana, but the passive ones are going to stay in place. TechSmurf says, Hasp had the foot thing. You let Hasp get deleted. What foot thing was he talking about?
The picture of my left foot. She was the one collecting those. Sadly, deleted for inactivity and came back. Came on AIM, actually, and lamented that fact.
Oh, Brahe is saying apparently mod warnings don't have line breaks in Haiku. That is something that I shall have to remedy after the show. JLE says, Ascension skills, why 3? Why not 11? That's a good point. 11 is a much better number. And now you'll have to take one while I reload.
All right. Archon.
All right, I'm done reloading.
Requests that we have the ability to collect all skills after Ascension, duly noted. Will your original class have an impact on Ascension beyond making it easier due to having that class of skills? Wouldn't think so. Yeah.
What? Huh? Wait, what?
The question was from Poop Guilty. Will your original class have an impact on Ascension beyond making it easier for you because you have that class of skills?
Well, I mean, no. Pretty much the only impact class has on the game is that class's skills. So, no. I mean, beyond that, there is no difference.
Balix 2290 has a good suggestion. Could you make it so mods can kick people out of a channel? Primarily, he was saying for the Haiku channel, just because someone can't Haiku well doesn't mean they should be banned from the entire chat.
Well, see, I disagree. I would say that if you can't Haiku well enough to not, you know, listen to warnings in there, like, you know, then don't talk in there. And if you do, you're going to get punished. Right? I mean, do you feel differently about that? I mean, I just don't go in there if you don't know what you're doing. Yes, it's harsh, but the channel is going to suck if it is not aggressively moderated.
That is true. Therefore, we need to add some aggressive mods.
Riff says the issue with allowing only three skills is that everyone will take pasta mastery, sauce crafting, and ode, then become disco bandits and just sit there forever, power leveling. Game over. That's a point. Unless there are more than three critical skills to power leveling, maybe there aren't. I mean, the other thing is, after Ascension, I'm just going to make it less rewarding to power level. You know, it doesn't really... I, for one, and I know that a lot of people are gonna disagree with me on this, but I don't think that many people are going to want to just keep watching their stats get bigger instead of ascending and actually doing something challenging and going to where the content is. You know, you run out of stuff to do in the game, and you're always going to run out of stuff to do in any game. And the way that, you know, EverQuest handles it is they just make it take for fucking ever to get to the high-level content. I don't want to do that because I want, you know, my game to be accessible and fun and not, like, just another job that you pay to work at. So, you know, I really feel like people are just going to run out of stuff to do, and they're going to get bored, and they're going to keep going through it just for the sake of, you know, having each day be different than the previous day. But maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just because that's the way I like to play games.
We did see that with the voluntary level reduction booth.
Most of our power gamers
just hit that immediately.
Yeah, they just vanished left and right.
That's the nice thing is that we can, with Ascension in place, we don't have to worry about whether we're adding too many high-level zones or low-level zones. We can add low-level zones, and we'll know that everybody who's ascending is going to see them.
Right.
And well, not just see them, but that they're going to be useful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't wait to write content for an Ascension universe.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's going to be one of those things where, you know, we'll just be able to just randomly put stuff in and not feel, at least from my perspective, not feel guilty because there are, you know, big things that need to be finished. You know, I mean, Ascension will be the last of the giant projects. You know, everything else is going to be, like, because when I get into a project, like the Booze revamp, I just kind of bust my ass on it for like a day or two, and then it rolls out. You know, I mean, I put the Pickle Factory together in, like, 4 hours because it was a little thing that was fun, and I just got into it and cranked it out until it was done. And I'm just kind of a guy that if I have three things to do, I will do three things. If I have five things to do, I will do five things. And if I have 100 things to do, I will do 0 things.
Right.
And, that, you know, that's a failing in me, and I understand that. But it's also, you know, like you say, working on Ascension and the Sorceress is the equivalent of just eating my vegetables. And, you know, once that's done, then it's just like dessert from here on out.
It's all canned.
And that's why it's so high on the thing list thing. Radbot Killer says, please tell us if Scully saying he was 5x5 was from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. We're arguing about it in forum now. At least it's not originally from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, because 5x5 is just sort of a military term for, like, everything is okay.
Yeah, I was, I did pick that up from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, though, and hadn't heard it before then.
No.
So.
We gotta, since it is 7 days till the new Halloween, you gotta remind me at some point this week, Mr. Skullhead, to make the outfits that have emerged since last KOL Halloween do something.
Yes.
And you know what? You actually need to write those, because that's what you do.
Word.
So, Sophie B. says, he says the world in which we live in because he's English. Yeah, you know, and if there's one group of people who don't speak English very well, it's the English. You get my sarcasm there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would say that he said that.
Is that acceptable in British English?
No.
Yeah, I'm
pretty sure he just constructed it that way because he needed a rhyme and couldn't come up with in which we're living.
How would he not be able to come up with? I'm not as cool as Paul McCartney.
Yep. We should see if we can use our celebrity status on Kingdom of Loathing to get us an interview with Paul McCartney.
And that's
we
a
can
good
ask
idea.
Him. Your turn to cover my ass while I get something to drink.
Okay. Inari asks, what are our favorite martinis? I prefer a dirty martini. Just Bombay gin. Not Bombay Sapphire. Though I will admit that Bombay Sapphire is probably better gin than just the regular Red Label Bombay, but the Red Label Bombay tastes better in martinis to me. Sapphire and tonic, you know, whatever. That's fine. But, yeah, I like Bombay with some olive juice and a splash of vermouth. I don't like, you know, the... Although, the best one that I ever had was this girl at a party that I was at made a martini for me, and I said, you know, I want it dirty and dry. And she said, how dry? And I said, pretty dry, but not totally dry. And she was like, okay, hold your hand out. And I held my hand out, and she dumped some vermouth in my hand and said, all right, there you go. And then poured me just a glass of gin with olives in it, and it was very, very good. What about you, Mr. Skullhead? Are you back, first of all, and what is your favorite martini?
Yes, and I'd have to say a vodka martini with nothing in it but vodka. So,
Just a glass of vodka?
Yeah, a glass of vodka is just fine. Actually,
with an olive or a cocktail onion?
No, really, I've developed a taste for just straight vodka, like good vodka.
Well, yeah, I mean, you did spend some time in Russia.
Yeah.
And that actually, I gotta say, that bottle that you brought back from Russia was the only vodka that I've ever enjoyed drinking.
Yeah, I gotta get back over to Russia. Not to, you know, see my parents or soak up the culture, but to bring back booze.
To get some more booze. Yeah, they probably wouldn't send you booze if you asked them for it, huh?
No.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yep.
Oh, boy. But Jesus drank. Oh, there was all those times that he turned water into potatoes and then fermented the potatoes into vodka.
Yep.
And then that time you made that wine out of fish. That was... People in the 1600s were fucked up.
Yeah. Dude, Jesus didn't live in the 1600s.
No, I know.
He didn't like
it wasn't. It was yeah. It was in the zeros that he made wine out of fish.
I've heard fish wine before because like their PA system wasn't set up right.
Oh.
And because the marijuana wasn't prescription.
Yeah, I don't think the guys in fish ever did any drugs.
Nah.
Seriously. Hey, 9 minutes into the hour of suck.
I think we got most of our suck out of the way on the first hour, though.
Oh, wow. So I guess we'd better get going. Let's see. Sizzler says, re-hardcore ascension. If I do the hardcore path for over a month, and during this time I want to trade a stored Mr. A for the familiar of the month, will I be able to do so? That is a good question, and probably not. That does kind of suck, though.
Could it be that Mr. A's and long-term storage work the same as regular Mr. A's for currency Mr. Store, but you can't equip them?
Boy, I don't know, because, I mean, then that way you could get around it all the time, you know. It seems like a hardcore ascension if you just say, kept your Mr. Accessories, and then, like, oh, I'm going to go hardcore, and then I'm going to buy 3 Miss Accessories.
Tricky.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I'm tempted to say, no, you won't be able to get it. You know what, though? Like, you've got a multi, and they're transferable. So if you're planning on doing that with your main, just, you know, give somebody you trust a Mr. Accessory to buy one for you, or buy one for, you know, 2 Mr. Accessories worth of meat afterwards, or ascend quicker than a month. I don't know how plausible that's going to be. It'll be really interesting to see what the timetables look like on hardcore ascensions. It'll be telling about class balance, and it'll be telling about sort of overall game design. Meatwad 202 says, if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the precipitate. And words to live by.
Yep.
Let's see. The Fearsome Phantom says, are you anti-Mallbot or anti-Mallbot that keeps searching every 10 seconds? Mostly, I'm anti-Mallbot that searches every 10 seconds. I'm especially anti-Mallbot that searches every, like, second, because that's irritating. I mean, the only real problem that I have with Mallbots is their impact on the overall load on the database server, which is what we perceive as lag. Yeah. Oh, Lots Basta says, Spodiodi, in regards to the Spodiodi. Wine was easier to get than beer, so you'd water down your beer with wine. Again, I would rather drink a little bit of beer and then a lot of wine than waste my beer.
This is the decade that brought us slang like 23 Skidoo, though.
So basically we just can conclude that nobody made a bit of goddamn sense.
Yep. And the bee's knees.
Yeah. It's really hard to believe, Mr. Skullhead, that things were such that, you know, what was it, 80 years ago, they just decided that there would be a constitutional amendment to ban alcohol completely. It's really kind of frightening when you think about it.
Yeah.
Because you'd think that something like that would just not happen today, but how close do you figure we are to a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage?
I would say Bush could probably pull it off by the end of the term.
Yeah, me too. And it's like, you know, I don't care about gay marriage. Seriously, like, you know, I don't really feel very strongly one way or another. But what I do feel very strongly about is why is it that they're able to just, like, make these rules saying that we can't do things as part of a document which is really designed to protect us from them?
Right.
I mean, it's, yeah.
And also, sorry. I mean, think about, you know, people making bathtub weddings and bootlegging weddings, having speakeasy wedding chapels.
Yeah, that's for the homos.
Yeah. If gay weddings are outlawed,
only outlaws will be gay married.
Right.
Wow. We should start selling that bumper sticker.
Yeah. Club Kid suggests mixing beer and Sprite.
Yeah, that was something that somebody was...
You know what?
You should mix the other day when we were discussing disgusting bullshit.
You know what? You should mix your beer with fucking nothing. Just
yeah,
drink
you
the
just,
beer.
You should mix it with your mouth, one swig at a time. You know.
Hi.
Punchessa says, "What is the estimated implementation date for Ascension, please?" And DB says, any idea when Ascension is likely to be implemented? Sorry, I haven't looked at the threads recently. Well, we haven't posted in the threads recently, so we're right there with you. I'm back to just working on that after my brief little lurch of new stuff. Yeah. Soon, seriously.
Are you sticking by the end of the month to have it on dev?
Yeah. I'm still looking at that as being a very, very realistic, like it being in testing within 2 weeks. But again, I don't know how long the testing period is going to have to last. We have very, very little left to write, very, very little left to design. It's just a matter of getting it coded. And sort of cleaning up other things for its coming. I just went through last night and I drew pictures for all of the pictures that use the no picture in Adventures. And probably nobody will notice that until Ascension, because they won't remember that there wasn't a picture the first time they went through it, or they'll, it'll be the first time they've been through it. Also, I'm surprised that I didn't screw any of those up, because I didn't bother resetting all my quest flags and going through again to see that I actually had done it right. maybe I'm just getting better at stuff like that, too. Dark Arconio says, what is on many people's minds, that we should make a gin and tonic, perhaps with gin and Dot Galactics. I'd say some tonic water will go in there eventually and be one of the sort of outside-the-system flavor drinks.
Sophie B. says, talking of booze and caffeine, how about vodka Red Bull? Do not get me started on vodka Red Bull.
Yeah, goddamn Red Bull in general. It's, yeah.
There are enough ways in this game, using the chat or using items, that you can be pretentious, and enough ways in which you can be an asshole, and enough ways in which you can drink things that are disgusting, that we really don't need to add that.
Yep. Ashelon says, will the radio outfit and the Botox give unique candy drops like the other outfits? The Botox definitely will. The radio outfit, I don't know. Because that's rare enough that... it's not rare enough for it to drop something really cool, but it's too rare for it to drop something totally mundane. So I don't know how to handle it. We'll decide. Hashel Cedricson says, is Ent Cider ever going to drop again? As a young disco bandit, I practically lived off the stuff, and I hate to see it go. That is another excellent question. The reason that Ent Cider went away, and the reason that the Stones of Extreme Power went away, was not because I wanted them to go away. It was because it was either that or add some new item that I would just pull out of my ass to the Mysticality Shore adventures, or unbalance Mysticality versus Strength and Moxie, Muscle and Moxie, in terms of how many items you got compared to how many stat adventures you got. And I elected to just do the quick thing, which was to, remove stuff instead of adding stuff. I'm sad to lose the Clementine adventure, because I like that one, because it's got the Rime of the Ancient Mariner reference in it, which, that's really my... My sort of classic poetry place there, because the Dude Ranch one has the Stephen Crane and the Samuel Taylor Coleridge in it. But it'll come back. Yeah, we need to write one more adventure that gives you the ice cubes, and then we need to add one more item adventure to the Mysticality thing, but that also is going to dilute the total amount of stats people get from the shore by adding an item to all of them. I figured that there were going to be enough people pissed off about the booze changes that I didn't want to give them any other reason to be pissed off. So that's kind of why that happened the way it did. But and I also figured that there are so many millions of Entsiders Stones of Extreme Power already out there, that they weren't going to get rare anytime soon. Although I'm sure the speculation has already driven the price way up. That'll get fixed somehow. One Winged Angel says, will there be any major differences between people who ascend and those who don't? Yes, the ones who don't will be not cool. Giggs asks another good question. What will happen to your basement level upon ascension? I may want to store a deepest basement level ever kind of stat, but it'll reset, because the basement's a good place for stats, I think.
It makes sense to me that would reset.
Yeah. The Fearsome Phantom says, have you listened to Faustus's Fez of Etymology? It's like a story, but British.
I haven't yet.
Yes, I've listened to some of it at least. Let's see. Asshole McSends a message says, I know you are waiting for the flames on the new drinks, but you guys rock. question. Can you make the 31337 scrolls in the use multiple category? Thanks. Yeah, I need to do that. The reason that I didn't is because they do different things depending on whether you've already used one or not, and so that just throws a little bit of a wrench in that. What I'll probably do is, if you try to use multiple before you've used one, it just resets the quantity to one and does that thing, and then if you use multiple at the end, then it just will be normally coded use multiple. JLE says, will we ever see a fourth exploding chef food like there are four exploding bartender drinks? Yeah, I'm seriously tempted to use Riff's other idea.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But okay, so basically the other thing that Riff came up with that was just really funny, but we thought was probably too offensive, was a cross between haggis and tofu called tofagus, which it's, I don't know. I almost think it would be okay.
Is there anything referencing?
Was there anything bad in the description?
Yeah.
If so, it could definitely be done in a way that there wasn't anything offensive in the description. Because, I mean, you know, it's...
Maybe we could just run it past some of our gay players and see if they care.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of what I'm doing by bringing it up to you.
Right.
Ha ha. Slashor says, will there ever be a recipe involving toast or salami? Maybe toast. There's no such thing as salami. Scofflaw says, are you going to finish the unfinished blank blank? No. Shut up. Stay out. Let's see. Steve Malone says, what's up with the number 11? It comes up several times in the game. All the references to 11, it's ridiculous. It's not even funny. Come, in case you don't know, from a Negative Land song called Time Zones. And it's a very good... segment of audio. It's actually fairly difficult to call it a song. I know Fusilaban was pretty nonplussed by it. But you really can't listen to Negative Land and expect to hear music. You have to listen to Negative Land and expect to hear sort of audio art. But it's basically this sort of song that's made of samples of this conversation from some talk show where somebody's talking about how much bigger the Soviet Union is than the United States, and the way that he demonstrates that is by pointing out that they have 11 time zones. 11. It's ridiculous. It's not even funny.
Jake, I'm going to step away for probably 5 or 6 minutes.
Okay.
If you can handle it.
Sure thing.
All right. I'll be right back.
All right. Spaz Warrior says to Radio Bugbear, can I smite you? Of course, Spaz Warrior being the Bugbear Smiter, the famous Bugbear Smiter. No, you can't, sorry, because Radio Bugbear will never break his stone. X-Tony42X says, will you ever list the new drinks? I'm not sure what you mean. I actually had forgotten to mark the items public so that they would go into Cold Front's item database, but I did that today at Nicotoni's urging. Excuse me. That was pretty disgusting. So those should all be available on Cold Front now if you really want the stats on all of them. Montoya says, Jick, do you have six fingers? If so, you killed my father. Prepare to die. I do not have six fingers. Well, I do. Because I have 10 fingers, but not on one hand. I don't have 6 fingers on one hand, I mean. I don't have 10 fingers on one hand either, but I do have at least 6 fingers. Say 4 on my right hand and 2 on my left, not counting the other 2 on my left. That's another really good Negative Land song, actually, is a song called 4 Fingers. You guys should find that. I should start doing a radio show where I play music so I can just play you guys a lot of Negative Land, because that's one thing that really... really knocks the listener total down, is me playing some Negative Land. Let's see. EPetersZo2 says, how about a hot locations counter/report? Something that shows what the most popular location is for the previous day. That's an interesting idea. That is actually something that I would like to keep track of. I do to a certain extent, but it's hard to extract the data without it being this huge, horrible, evil query that just grinds the database to a halt. If I did it just once a night at Rollover, though, That might not be a bad idea. I keep meaning to put a sort of a stats page up, you know, how many players there are, you know, how many new players we had yesterday, how many people were disabled for policy violation, and that kind of stuff. You know, just for people who are curious about that kind of thing. Because I have stuff like that I look at, and that's what I do instead of playing the game, as I watch these statistics change. Pope Guilty says, will there be a front page announcement when the Pickle Factory returns? No, not at all. I Am Soup Combust says, now that we have more chat channels, is it possible to let clans spend a certain amount of meat to reserve a chat channel for a few minutes for group meetings? That's an interesting idea, but it would be sort of cumbersome to tack on to the existing system. Ideally, there will be enough channels that you could find one that wasn't being used for anything at any given time. I'll have to think about that. Asshole McSends a message, says additionally here, should I buy a Mr. Accessory now, or should I wait until I ascend? Will I be able to equip the Mr. Accessory once I ascend? Again, as we say pretty frequently, you don't buy Mr. Accessories. You donate, and then you get them as a gift, because they are not actual property. You will be able to equip the Mr. A after Ascension. You know, if you use it as one of the things that you pull out of long-term storage, even on your first day after Ascension, which I would imagine that if you had Mr. Accessories, that would be one of the things that would really help you out as a level one, to get kind of a head start, whooping some knob goblin ass. There's no reason to wait until you ascend, unless you're trying to do the hardcore Ascension path, in which that's something I really got to think about, because it's going to give you a huge advantage in a hardcore Ascension if you donate and get Mr. Accessories. And whether I want to take specific steps to stop people from sending me money is a question, as is, you know, do I want to take steps to stop a sort of legitimate use of game mechanics? Is it a legitimate use, or is it just like a dirty trick? If it is a dirty trick, is it a dirty enough trick that, you know, it's not worth letting them give us some money to keep the game free? We have a lot of ethical issues about taking people's money. It's we're really not in this for a profit, and that makes some of these decisions a little. Not so much more difficult, but we prefer to handle things sort of delicately as far as money goes. We don't like to do anything that really gives people who donate an advantage, a significant advantage. And so it's those are things that we'll have to see how it goes. You know, we'll develop policy for that once it becomes an issue. Let's see. Band-Aid says, will the Lucky Surprise Easter eggs disappear after Easter? No, they're not Lucky Surprise Easter eggs. They're just Lucky Surprise eggs. And they, no, those, I'm not planning on removing those or the recipe to create them. Beep. I see. Nicodemus is offering to work out something with the stats page where it would be hosted and dealt with on Coldfront. That'd be kind of cool, actually. Be another... Another sort of value-added thing for Coldfront, which is also just made entirely out of value already. What's name says, do you have any plans for the empty spaces on the right side of the tracks? Nothing specific just yet. But, you know, there's always stuff that will go into empty spaces. Let's see. The Toad says, you guys should allow people to send either a green message or even their Skype ID for questions that are too long for blue messages. We initially conceived this show as a call-in show, and we just found that it works so much better when we don't have to dick around with Skype, letting people call in and calling them and talking to them. And Mr. Skullhead and I, when we talk on Skype, it manages to be fairly free of delay. And that's not so much the case when we talk to other people. The lag makes it really awkward trying to have conversations with people in general. And
we don't have
and also we're better when we're just reading stuff and responding to it.
Well, we don't have any way to screen calls, so...
Yeah, that's the other thing.
We don't really know. Not that anybody would ever do it, but if somebody's writing in with a question or they're calling in to say, what's up, dude? I'm Ktiklit.
Yeah. And the thing about a green message for questions that are too long for blue messages, don't ask questions that are too long for blue messages. I mean, it's sort of unlikely that we would have something that we would be able to deal with on the air in, you know, a couple minutes, which is what we like to do on questions because we want to get to everybody's questions, that you couldn't express in 200 characters, you know. If so, just pare it down a little bit to the bare essentials and let us deal with the short version. Mr. Skullet, are you going to be there for a minute so that I can take a little bathroom break?
Yes, indeed. Thanks for covering my ass. What he covered my ass with, I won't tell you. I'm just going to go further down the list so I don't cover the same ground that he did. False Prophecy says, hey, you guys, kick ass, speak in haikus for a week, or are you chicken? I'm really lousy at coming up with haikus on the fly, oddly enough. I am the guy who wrote most of the familiar haikus, but I have to write them out so I can count on my fingers. So, no, I'm sorry. I can't do that. Someone was wondering if admins get banned, says Just Foolin, because warnings are not in correct format for slash haiku. I think the mods are allowed to give their warnings in non-haiku form. And Ari asks if she can be a mod. Yes, as of now, Inari, you are a mod. You can now stop drinking in restaurants with your parents. That's just weird. Refreshing the screen, I see you. Steve Malone says, if I donate a crazy amount, will you make me a rare item? No. Pretty much. We didn't make custom items as a general rule for people who donated a lot and don't really want to start doing that. Because custom items, we just reserve the right to give out when we feel like it for whatever. So, afraid not. Sophie B. wants to see a stats page, logins and everything, so... or how many people have created accounts, etc. We will probably do that. The vegan says, I have to piss, so could you not say anything important for a minute? Thanks. I think we did pretty well at not saying anything important for most of the show, so it's all good.
What did I miss, Mr. Skullhead?
Not much. I went down to the bottom of the list. So that
Your bottom is going to be different than my bottom.
Yeah, for one thing, mine's a lot sexier.
Zane asks, who is the best porn star ever? Mr. Skullhead's mom. She stars in my nightly features.
I have no response to that. I was going to actually answer that question seriously.
I don't pay enough attention to... See, I get all my porn on the internet, so I don't really follow specific stars.
I was into Jenna Jameson for a while. But what happens with porn stars is they all start out decent looking and then get a bunch of boob implants, like, you know, big clusters of them. And then they just have boobs all over them, so it's really weird.
I don't really like Jenna Jameson. I'm not a big fan of blondes. Mm. Inari asked if I'm going to forgive her for the accidental ban. You know, I wasn't even aware of it, so you're already forgiven. ANUS18 says, will there be an ascension counter or a thing in the profile that says ascended, yes or no? Absolutely. Absolutely. There will be that. Dark Arconio says, why is Boozer Bear allowed to have, like, 20 Easter egg balloons? He should not be allowed on the top 10 list if he can get stuff impossible to all other players. The thing is, they weren't impossible to all other players. They were only impossible to the players who didn't discover the security holes that he did, and then help us fix them. Let's see. Krovax1234 says, are you worried that the Ascension Code, no matter how many times you look over it, could introduce a bug on the scale of Black Sunday? I am worried about it introducing bugs, but not on the scale of Black Sunday. Because that was something that was different than every other bug that I've ever accidentally introduced. And that is a specific mistake that I will never make again, because now I know. Xanu says, you guys are on the ball tonight. Very funny. Thank you, Xanu. He probably sent that in earlier, though. Are you going to set up anything for St. Skeletor's Day? Where did the St. Skeletor's Day thing come from? Had you ever heard of that before this year, Mr. Skullhead?
No, it just kind of popped up in the forums.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to do anything in-game for it, because it's, I mean, it's funny, but, you know, whatever. Let's see.
Talk like Lubber a pirate Kaori day,
says,
yeah.
What? Huh?
Talk like a pirate day, though? Definitely.
Oh, yeah. 305 says, senioritis means inflammation of a senior. But yeah, it sure does. ANUS18 says, I'm sorry to hear your senior is inflamed. Yeah, a lot of people doing that. Asshole McSends a message says, but if I am here and you are here, isn't it our time? Well, it's our time down here. Up there, it's their time. But down here, it's our time. It's our time down here. ANUS18 says, can you send me money to not fix your ceiling? You know, I'm already doing that, although I'm not really sending people money. I'm just sort of waiting for people to not fix my ceiling. Damn it. Damn it. My ceiling is still screwed up in my bathroom. It's totally collapsing. Let's see. Legend Dan says, there's been a scammer going around named Secret Admirer Bot who claimed to deliver Valentine's Day presents and, of course, never did. Is there anything you guys can do to find out who he's been sending the gifts to and then disable that account and return the gifts? Could disable the account, but probably not return the gifts. Just remain consistent and even-handed in our treatment of that kind of thing. XTony42X says, will you add more incentive for donating in the future? You know, apart from the just monthly things that we're already planning on adding, I don't really see any reason to make it any more appealing to people to donate, because we're doing okay. The game is not in danger of failure. Mr. Skullhead and I are not in danger of having to get real jobs. It's going along, and it's growing, and it's working out pretty well. So, like I was saying earlier, we feel bad about adding things that people are going to interpret as us having added for the purposes of just getting more money. So we're not going to be adding stuff just to get more money. So no. Sophie B reports that her favorite food and drink changed, and so did mine. So I'm assuming that everything is kosher there, except perhaps the haggis. Let's see. XX Armageddon XX says, if you guys need a manufacturer, there are some in New York. I could stop by the place and ask about it. Must be talking about the Lothopoly thing. I'll have to talk to Brian and see what he's got cooking. And see what we can do. Let's see, Gigs. That was just a re-asking of the basement question. What's name says doesn't update food, so maybe there is something wrong there. Are you there, Mr. Skullin?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm lurking.
You're lurking. Slashor says, this game is so good, it owns my pee-pee. Actually, my Pepe. Maybe Pepe Le Pew.
Or Pepe the King of Prawn. I wouldn't mind owning him. He's pretty funny.
Who's that?
Have you seen Muppets from Space?
No.
Very, very funny movie. Pepe is a shrimp-looking puppet that speaks with a kind of half-assed Spanish accent.
Kimbo Momo F3.
Come back.
No? Kimbo Mom of 3. Okay, that makes
Kimbo
more
Momo
sense.
Kimbo Momo of 3.
My 11-year-old daughter, a.k.a. Madria, wondered if you could make a tiny plastic jig. There actually was a tiny plastic jig in the original rollout of those, but I changed it. I don't want a custom item. All of the items are my items. I don't. Magical Marinara says, will there ever be a Limerick channel or something similar? That would be so ridiculous. I mean, it would be an excellent way to just ban everyone who ever spoke there, if that's what we were going for.
Mistakes in Scansion equals banning.
Yeah. Jump O'Brien says, oh, come on, not even 142 reference for Hitchhiker's Guide. It has to come up naturally. Cheeky Jess says, why did the apathetic lizard man not write a Valentine's Day poem?
Did you see the one?
She wrote a very good one for it.
Cheeky Jess is a dude, I just found out.
Oh, really? That's... Mm. Well, gosh. No, now I'm not complimenting him anymore, because that'd be totally gay. But go for it.
Yeah. I don't quite remember. It was something like, this isn't that funny, this isn't that clever, have a happy Valentine's Day or don't, whatever.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. I apologize for misquoting.
In a previous show, you said, says ANUS18, there are only two Hitchhiker's Guide references. No, I said there's only one. He says there are two. The something vanishing in a puff of logic and the answer to failing answer one of the Chef Magi questions. Answer a question while I glance at that.
Really? Wow, there are a lot of just repeat question.
Oh, there's a 42 reference in there where you're trying to,
There's a ton of people telling us that it's Allison was the song that we're looking for, and they're wrong.
Haha, wrongs. Xanu says Allison is the Elvis song, dumbass. Well, haha, no, it's not dumbass.
False Prophecy says the fucking name is fucking Allison. False Prophecy is fucking incorrect.
Wow, Jesus.
Sophie B. says, what are the chances of you making it to a UK KOLvention? I would love for there
that would be hella fun if there was a decent sized one put together. It would have to be some place that we could crash at Faustus Pringle's house, though.
Totally. And have his babies.
Absolutely. Let's see. Wow, people are just saying that it was all kinds of Elvis Costello songs that it wasn't. Let me see. What else? Terry says it's called Chelsea. No. Vicious Weasel asks a weird question. Also, at the desert beach, is there going to be a place where characters can get metal plating? I want my character to be able to rust. Probably not. Would it be possible to have names in the Hall of Records be clickable, asks Phil with 10 L's. Sorry if this question got sent more than once. I was going to see. I actually thought I already did that, but I sure, yeah. Phil says, when you fix the double line breaks in messages, did you forget to fix them in store descriptions, or did you just not know about that? Probably I just didn't know about it. Anguin says, will there ever be a bank in the kingdom? No.
Never.
Let's see. Phil points out an inaccuracy in the thing with the stuff where it says, for a list of your contacts in this channel, type friends/friends. It shows all of your online contacts in every channel. That's a good point.
Fair enough.
Let's see. ANUS18 says, is it just me or have you started sucking earlier? And Phil asks, how much meat of the Valentine's sunk? Not really very much.
Yeah, it wasn't really the point of those.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want them to be free so that people could just, like, spam the shit out of other people with pictures, but I didn't want them to be, you know, prohibitively expensive to even new players. So they really, I mean, that was just sort of a token cost.
This is something that people have a hard time understanding, but sometimes we just put stuff in the game to be fun or cool and not to really serve a purpose.
Yeah. I mean, I can see why, though, people who'd been around. I mean, so much of the stuff that's happened since Black Sunday has been really meat sinky. I mean, goddamn, log back on. I don't know who the asshole was that made this time you out after your session expires.
You should do what I do and just hang out and chat.
Yeah. Well, I was, but you eventually, the chat times out after 15 minutes.
I actually type in chat and talk to people.
Oh, wait, you talk to people?
Uh-huh.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't understand that at all.
But you always end up having more to say on stuff than I do, so.
Well, Ace of Spades 230 says, you killed the cranberry market, bastard. That's exactly what I was trying to do. XTony42X says, which one of us is the one that's afraid of clowns?
Is that you? I'm not
particularly afraid of clowns. I mean, I don't like clowns, but what? Zara says, is gay marriage available in KOL? It's equally as available as straight marriage.
Yep.
DB claims that Paul McCartney is saying, world in which we're living.
I'm pretty sure that the source that I got on that was valid.
Yeah, no, I believe you. Zane says, what are the rules to the Most Extreme Haiku Dungeon Challenge? Well, the first rule of the Most Extreme Haiku Dungeon Challenge is you don't talk about the Most Extreme Haiku Dungeon Challenge. Spasmatic says, does Jick or Scully support gay marriage, and would either of you mind living next door to a gay person? Like I said, I don't care one way or another about gay marriage. I don't particularly support straight marriage. And no, I certainly wouldn't mind living next door to a gay person. I mean, I work with one every day in Mr. Skullhead.
I have a gay person inside of me?
Every once in a while. Oh, boy.
I, for the record, am thoroughly in favor of gay marriage and gay people being able to do everything that straight people do except have heterosexual sex. And
yeah, see,
I had a gay roommate and, you know, didn't bother me.
That guy was a really good cook.
Yep.
He just made cheesecake that was just fabulous.
Oh, Shayla points out we haven't mentioned Xenophobe yet.
Oh, hey, Xenophobe. How you doing? Xenophobe decided that today's show would be named 120 Minutes or 10 Dozen Minutes of Failed Contraceptives, I think. Faulty Contraceptives. That's what it was. Kimbo Mama 5 says her 8-year-old daughter, Mad Min, wants to know why can't a person send adventures to someone else because that would create just a gargantuan levels of multi-abuse because you would just make a character, send all your adventures to somebody, and then let the character rot or just wait and do the same the next day. You know, there are reasons for the turns being limited like that, and they're good reasons. Let's see. I'm on drugs says, I'm wasting my life and $60 on KOL, and you won't even read my radio suggestions. I sent some good ones. I didn't see any. What did I'm on drugs say? King Poulos Dos, whose name I like, says I'm thinking of Allison, but I'm not.
I'm on drugs says stores should have options to give people who buy in bulk discounts. And oddly enough, he says it'd be nice if the store format was more like clan purchases, which. Clan purchases are kind of annoying because you have to click the link every time.
The clan purchases. Oh, to just select from a drop-down?
Right.
I don't think anybody wants that.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe some people do. Let's see. False Prophecy says, I would love to cast Leash of Linguini on other people. Possible? No, because only one of each of the sort of main stat character class versions can cast buffs. That's part of the design. Let's see. Spaz Warrior says, oh, I wonder why he's asking, will custom items that need a stat base to equip be auto-equipable, or would that player have to wait until she's strong enough to equip that weapon post-ascension? I'm probably going to leave it the way that it is, but the weird thing is some of the custom items that I've made for people have stat requirements and some of them don't. So I would need to make that at least consistent. Sophie B says, we only power game now because there's bugger all else. I can't wait to keep on ascending. See, that's exactly the way that I think people feel about this.
Yep.
Jumbo Brian says, is advertising in haiku bad if it's still a true haiku? I would say that if it's a funny haiku, then it's okay if you do it once. But other than that, no. Let's see.
Cosmo.
The doc says.
Oh, what? Ahead.
Go ahead.
Kazwa says, can you please improve the clan rooster system? Even if it would just have the members ranked alphabetically in their respective ranks and adding a built-in search function. What
did
do you
really
think about
write,
the clan rooster?
Did she really write rooster?
Yep.
That's awesome. Maybe I should allow the clans to buy a rooster, which would crow and get the people in the clan up earlier. Yeah.
I do think that something should be done with that. Just so that the members are listed in an order where you can find a specific member if you're looking for
Well, you have a small clan, and it's totally convenient. I mean, maybe I should... I mean, the reason that I listed it by rank is I would think that's how you would want it. Although, I suppose when you're dicking around with the people in your clan, you're going to tend to want to dick around with the lower-level members, as opposed to, like, doing stuff to the higher-level ones.
Right.
So, I don't know. Wasname says, make the exploding chef food terfucken, like a turducken, which is turkey, duck, chicken. Yeah, terfucken is way less offensive than tofagus.
Yep.
The doc suggests calling the familiar shrinker a home liposuction kit, since the devolution spray is a fucking... Pokemon thing. Hey, thanks, says Kenneth the Obscure, for introducing him to Negative Land. By the way, are you also a fan of Evolution Control Committee or Orchid Spangiophora? I've heard one Evolution Control Committee song, the Rocked by Rape, which is the... have you heard that, Mr. Scully? The one that's just samples of Dan Rather saying things?
Yeah, I've got it.
It's pretty funny. Orchid Spangiophora I've never heard of. Frazzlehoon says that since you can't add multiple items at once to your clan stash, the terrorists have truly won. That is true. Sorry. It wasn't my fault. I mean, I guess in that way it kind of was my fault that the terrorists won. Mojo Madness says his name is Robert Paulson. It certainly is. Have I talked on air about our plan to form the band, Mr. Skullhead?
No.
Me and Disco Banjo and Boozer Bear and our friend Noah, since we all kind of look like Meatloaf, we're gonna form a band called the Meatloaves, where we're all gonna like dress like Meatloaf at different points in his career and cover Meatloaf songs. And actually, I would be really into that if it wasn't for the covering Meatloaf songs part.
Huh? Maybe you could do like Dread Zeppelin does and just cover. Like, they cover Led Zeppelin songs in the style of Elvis Presley, so maybe you could cover some, like, They Might Be Giant songs in the style of Meatloaf.
But that wouldn't be like Dread Zeppelin. If we covered Meatloaf songs in the style of Nine Inch Nails, then it would be like that, right?
Well, let's not get into the whole Meatloaf versus Nine Inch Nails again. It's been, like, 10 years since we had that argument.
Oh, come on. Well, you know, yeah.
Let's see. Back asks, or FAQ, when is the official Comic of Loathing going to be made? It's on Jake's desk.
It sure is. It's in the topmost tray of my tray of many things to do.
Well, all right.
I did, however, there was an enormous load taken off of me today as I finally got all of the... fourth quarter tax stuff taken care of, so I have less just like lame, unenjoyable business stuff to deal with now. So yeah, I talked to Dance Commander the other day. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Fight a Bunny 24531 says, did you ever fix the bug where you can get unlimited transfunctioners? Yes, I did. A lot of people are saying that. The food favorite food thing is updating correctly, so I'm going to believe that that's okay. Let's see. Mrs. Popale says, I can hook Jick up with a guy that can fix your ceiling via barter instead of cash. He fixed my falling in ceiling too. Phoenix area, I assume. Wow, that's interesting. What would he want in trade? Some beads? Slashor says, vanishing in a puff of logic is from NetHack. I believe that NetHack also references Kingdom of Loathing, when the thrones vanish in a puff of logic. Because that seems like a very much of a Douglas Adams kind of thing.
Oh, you mean it references Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Yeah, is that not what I said?
Yeah, you said Kingdom of Loathing.
Wow, that's lame.
And if NetHack ever referenced us, man.
Yeah.
Then the cycle of theft would be complete.
Yeah, it would be. Oh, well, okay. Oh, right, another Hitchhiker's reference is the awful awful poetry journal. If you read it, it says, Mademoiselleina Defarge. Let's see. Mojo Madness says, Scully, are you going to be joining us at the Minnesota get-together?
Looks like it. We'll need to talk about tickets and whatnot, but...
Yeah. I'm on drugs, says Skullhead. I bet Jick is beating off while he does this show. You don't know, because you can't see me.
No, you're not making much noise if you are.
Yeah, well, so, you know.
That's fine.
I'm a stealth wanker. Let's see.
I think you're a pretty obvious wanker.
Lilac says, I believe the rusting at the beach thing was a Space Ghost reference, and upon reflection, that would be a pretty sexy thing to have implemented. But it's a reference that I don't understand, so it's a reference, you know, that... yeah. Let's see. Reading some more stuff. Meatwad 202. Yeah. I don't want to get into this. Do you feel that it's insulting to you when I imply that you're gay, Mr. Skullhead?
No.
I mean, I just think it's implying that you're gay. I mean, sometimes you imply that I'm Mexican, and that doesn't mean that you don't like Mexicans.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. I mean, let's see. Space Monkey says, I double dog dare you to give the trophy display in profile some sort of organization. They already have some sort of organization. They're organized by... alphabeticalness. Let's see. Xanu says, I'm sure that the Elvis song is Veronica. Yes. Yes, indeed.
Are we getting a lot of people now that we've said that it's Veronica that are writing in?
Saying that it's
Oh my Veronica's. God, it's totally Veronica.
JLE says, why not simply call it a tofu haggis?
Yeah, that's not as funny.
Yeah. Let's see. Tudlow says, make the familiar removal item milk of amnesia because it makes them unfamiliar.
That's pretty damn cool.
That is actually pretty funny. Let's see. Lurin says, who would win in a fight? Batman with his cool gadgets or Boozer Bear with his hacked items?
Boozer. My money's on Boozer for that one.
It depends. If it's the Adam West Batman, then totally Boozer. If it's the Michael Keaton Batman, probably Batman. If it's the George Clooney Batman, then definitely Boozer. If it's the Val Kilmer Batman,
the loser would be the American viewing public.
Shit, what's the Elizabeth Shue would win?
Right.
Because she was in The Saint with Val Kilmer, and she's super hot, even though she's not a very good actress. She was good in Leaving Las Vegas too. Let's see. Why doesn't anti-cheese and anti-cheese make anti? That's a good question. And then whatever you combine that with, it just disappears.
People would love that.
Yeah, they would. Spasmatic says, Jick, I just took an extreme shower that lasted about 27 seconds and involved me falling over and breaking my curtain rod.
Oh,
you, my fine sir, owe me a curtain rad. By which I'm assuming he means curtain rod. Hey, what do you call two guys with no arms and no legs that hang over the window?
I'd probably call one of them Kurt.
And one of them Rod?
Yep.
That's true. That joke is probably offensive to people who don't have arms and legs.
But, you know, how are they going to tell us?
By talking to us?
How are they going to tell Radio Bugbear?
Well, okay, I mean...
Damn it.
Well, okay. Yeah, that's a good point, I guess. Are we getting close to the handoff?
Yeah, we're any time now that we want to wrap this up, we can.
Let's see. Spasmatic says, do you plan on attending the Pittsburgh get-together in April? January, February, March, April. I don't know.
And if I go to Minneapolis, you could go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I would like to meet Riff in person.
Well.
But that is actually probably going to happen before that. Let's see. Mademoiselle Lorinerette Defarge says that her profile is not updating. She drinks cherry bombs and not grottinis. Zeros asking again, jarts. I keep meaning to put in jarts.
Yeah.
Ricker Scott says, can I declare KOL a religion so that he can get a deduction for donating? It's probably a bad idea.
Yeah. Oh, I did, speaking of requests that keep coming up week after week, I did come up with a tentative way to introduce a kilt. So, we'll have to talk about that.
Goddamn kilts.
Or a series of skirts that guys can wear and beat up people who laugh at them.
All right. Okay, well, yeah, then we'll discuss when we discuss things, which we do all the time. Well, shall we be done with the show, Mr. Skullhead?
Yep, I think I'll say goodnight, kiddies. Stay tuned for I Speculum.
And we'll see you next week.
Yep. Stay tuned. Be cool.